Yesterday we heard how Krishna was informed about the demise of all the gopis in Braj. And then we also heard that he took Chandravali or Rukmini as his one wife. And he made a promise that he would not accept any other wives unless Rukmini herself agreed. So in these acts, Act 6 and Act 7, which we'll hear this morning, Uddhava is meeting Narada. And from Narada, Uddhava, who is also very concerned about this situation, is going to discover some of the mysteries that only Narada knows. So Act 6, Scene 1. So Uddhava enters. And naturally, he's feeling very unhappy. But he is glorifying Krishna. And he says, even though Krishna is unafraid of demons, still he builds his fort in the sea out of fear. And even though he has great intelligence, he masterminds the whole universe. Still, he approaches me for advice. So who can understand his mysterious pastimes? Then Uddhava is anxious to see Narada because he's feeling some concern. And immediately, Narada appears. When Narada appears, he's glorifying the greatness of the gopis' love, which even Krishna himself has no power to understand. Narada sees Uddhava is very unhappy, and Uddhava explains to him that he feels that he has made a big offense against Krishna. He requested Satrajit to give Krishna his daughter and his Shamantaka jewel. When Narada, who knows some of the mysteries here, when he hears that this request has been made by Uddhava, he becomes very excited and he's very pleased to hear this. But then he sees that Uddhava is still concerned and he explains that this is because Satrajit decided to give his daughter to Krishna, but he refused to give the jewel. And then his brother, wearing the jewel, went hunting, and he has not returned. Narada tells Uddhava in his excitement that, my dear Uddhava, today you will have the chance to see the Lord's Vrindavan pastimes. And Uddhava is very confused. He thinks to himself, how can that be? How will he return to Vrindavan? Especially, he says, how can he return? After all, the younger girl, and then he falters, he doesn't want to say any more, and he's in tears. Narada says to him, if someone has eyes and they can see, but they do not recognize a glittering golden ring on their finger, and they think that the ring is lost, what can be done? And Uddhava listens, because Uddhava is very intelligent, and he says to Narada, tell me openly, is that girl still alive? Narada says, what are you saying? She is already here in Dwarka. Uddhava says, how did this happen? And Narada explains. He says, Satrajit worshipped the sun god, and he prayed to the sun god for two things. He wanted undying wealth, and he wanted the best possible child. So he prayed to the sun god, and the sun god gave him two gifts. One, this Shankachuda jewel, which was taken by Krishna from the head of the demon, and the younger girl. And now her name is Satyabhama. He told Satrajit, Narada told Satrajit, give this beautiful girl to the most exalted husband. Then Uddhava asks, how did the younger girl get to the sun planet? And Narada explains that because she could no longer see Krishna, she gave up her body, and the sun god arranged for his daughter, who is known as the Jamuna or Vishakha, to bring her. And then Vishakha's mother asked her father, that's Vishakha's grandfather, whose name is Vishvakarma, to make a beautiful forest in Dwarka known as Nava Vrindavan. Nava means new. To make a Vrindavan in Dwarka at Radha's request. Then he also told Satyajit that a lion would kill his brother and take his jewel, and eventually Krishna would receive it. This is Narada told Satyajit that. And Narada also told Satyajit that as long as Krishna does not come, keep this long-suffering, beautiful girl, Satyabhama, very peacefully in your palace. When Uddhava hears this news, he's so excited and so pleased. Then Narada tells him one more thing. He says, there is also one girl student of Vishvakarma. Her name is Nava Vrinda. And she's very good at gardening. In fact, she can keep a garden where the flowers bloom eternally, regardless of season. And the sun god's wife has told her all about Radha. The sun god's wife told Navavrinda that the gopis of Vrindavan are very dear to Krishna. And Radha, who is the best of gopis, now stays in Dwarka. Go there and serve her, for service to her is all auspicious. Then Uddhava remembers all the other gopis. Now he's very happy Radha is there. But what about all the other gopis? He still remains sorrowful. And Narada explains that they are all being taken care of very carefully. And then, just as they're conversing in this way, they notice a covered palanquin is coming from Satyajit's house and going towards the palace of Rukmini. And just in front of the palanquin is Satyajit's wife walking very carefully ahead. So they decide to hide and watch and see what's about to happen. The end of scene one. So Radha is on the palanquin. Following Satyajit's mother, she enters. She looks up to the sky and she says, how many girls are born in the many different countries on the earth? And amongst all these girls, no one is as hard-hearted as I am. For even though I am separated from Krishna, I still remain alive. I say, shame on my futile hopes, shame on my mind and heart, and shame on my life breath. And she turns to Vridha, her stepmother, and says, noble lady, why is this person, herself, being brought here into this palace? Vridha says, my dear granddaughter, it is by the request of Narada, who possesses great wealth in austerity. Radha says to herself quietly, I have heard that Narada is the spiritual master of noble Purnamasi, and he is affectionate to us also. It is by Narada's advice that the noble sun god made Satyajit my foster father. Vridha says, my dear granddaughter, come here, and I will place you in the hand of noble Rukmini Devi. Chandravali enters. She says to her friend, Madhavi, why is Krishna so long gone in his search for the Shamantaka jewel? And her friend says, Princess, some other business must have detained him. Radha is still thinking to herself and she says, the sun god told me, and this is very important information that the sun god told her. The sun god told me that until Krishna ties the Shaimantaka jewel on my wrist, the secret of my previous name should be kept hidden. Chandravali looks and says, who is this old lady coming here with a girl who looks so beautiful? And Radha sees Chandravali and says to herself, this queen is extraordinarily beautiful. She reminds me of the young girls of Gokul. And Radha says, O Queen Rukmini, my son Satrajit offended your lord. And to make amends, he now wants to give his daughter Satyabhama to him. Please be friendly and affectionate to her. Radha says, this old lady may talk as she likes. It is only by the sun god's order that I have come here. She is not interested in being given to anyone. Chandravali says, noble lady, I am honored to have a friend like her. You please go home and I will take care of Satyabhama. Radha says, as the queen speaks, so be it. And she exits. Then Chandravali whispers to her friend, look, look, the great ocean of Satyabhama's beauty will flood Lord Krishna. Even though I am very steady and sober, I am rocking to and fro in the waves of that ocean. Madhavi says, Queen, you speak the truth. This girl has certainly overwhelmed you. Chandravali says, stop praising me. There is no beauty equal to this. Then looking again, she says, her eyes are very peaceful. Her breathing makes the redness of her flower lips bow down to offer respect. Her cheeks kiss the beauty of a conch shell. The beauty of this girl fills me with wonder. And then she says, this girl acts like somebody who is in love with Krishna and separated from him. Oh, my dear friend, how is it that even her sufferings enhance the sweetness of her beauty? Then she decides to, she's a little suspicious, she wants to examine the girl. So she says, please come here. She says quietly, I will examine the contents of her heart. Oh, friend Satyabhama, I swear my heart feels great affection for you. Radha says quietly to herself, she does not speak a lie. My heart also feels affection for her. But openly she says, O queen, thank you. I'm so honored. Chandravali says, why do you seem so unhappy at heart? Radha says, O queen, my father sent me here very suddenly. Therefore I feel uncomfortable. Chandravali, oh, don't be anxious. I will personally place you in the king's hand. Radha says, oh, queen, if you are actually affectionate to me, then please don't ever speak like this again. Chandravali says, friend, do you wish to live here? And Radha says, this person is safe only in a place where even the name of a man is never heard. Let me stay in such a place and keep my purity intact. Chandravali, concealing her happiness, says, Madhavi, fortunately, what we would like to do She's requesting. Ah, go quickly and bring kind-hearted Navavrinda here. So Chandravali is very happy to place Radha in a place where Krishna will never see her, because she recognizes that her beauty is such that Krishna will be very attracted. So Madhavi says, this is very good advice. The king will never enter Navavrindavan. I will not disclose this secret, and I will faithfully execute the queen's order. I will bring Navavrinda, and she leaves. Then Radha, aside, quietly to herself, she says, how is it that this queen is just like my sister Chandravali? Madhavi enters with Navavrinda and says, Navavrinda has come. Chandravali says, Navavrinda, look, here is my friend Satyabhama. Navavrinda, just by accident, happens to be wearing a beautiful golden cloth that was given to her at some point by Krishna. So she becomes a little anxious and she says, this cloth that I'm wearing was given by Krishna. Why is the queen very, very solemnly presenting Radha before me right now? Radha says, oh, this is Navavrinda, and she approaches her. And Navavrinda says, alas, a calamity, because when Radha sees the cloth of Krishna, she starts to tremble and she starts to become overwhelmed with thoughts of Krishna. She's gazing at the garment and saying, is this that yellow garment? And she's looking, and Chandravali is very suspicious. Navavrinda says, as Radha gazes for a long time at Krishna's golden garment, she anxiously struggles to conceal the love that has awoken in her heart. And Chandravali, with some doubt, says, Navavrinda, why did Satyabhama become so disturbed simply upon seeing this piece of cloth? Please ask her. Navavrinda says, O slender-waisted girl, you stare with wide-open eyes at this splendid golden cloth. Why do your eyes become filled with tears that seem like broken strands of crystal gems? Radha conceals her actual intention and says, Navavrinda, I see you as my sister. And for this reason, I have become very excited. Navavrinda says, Chandravali's struggle to hide Radha from Krishna is going to be useless. Then Chandravali says, taking Radha's hand, Navavrinda, this is my sister. I place her in your hands. Navavrinda says, you are very kind to me. Chandravali says, Sister Satyabhama, now go with Navavrinda to my favorite courtyard. There the gardener Bakul will tend to all your needs. Radha says, my queen, please sometimes remember unfortunate Radha. And then she realizes what she has said. And Chandravali says, what did you say? And Radha anxiously says, a grave blunder. And she says, oh, queen, I said, please remember this unfortunate worshipper of you. Radha, aradhana, means to worship. And Chandravali does not understand. Then Navavrinda takes her and says, this charming, slender girl will now live in Krishna's palace, because this garden is actually in Krishna's abode. Soon Krishna will find out about this. She says this quietly as she's walking away. And Madhavi says, to reassure Chandravali, she says, remember, Krishna will remember his promise to you. And Chandravali says, yes, but what chaste wife can be callous and unloving to their husband? Meanwhile, a voice announces that Krishna is coming. So Madhavi says, let us quickly leave now and go to our dressing room and prepare to meet him. And so both Chandravali and Madhavi leave. Then Krishna enters and he's carrying in his hands the Shamantaka jewel. And at the same time, He's with Madhu Mangal. He's holding it to his chest and crying. So Madhu Mangal says, "Where did you get this jewel?" He says, "Radha used to daily offer this jewel to the sun god with water. How has it come to you?" And Krishna says, "He got it from Jambavan. After fighting with him, when he recognized me seated on a throne to worship me, he wanted to give me this jewel as a gift, because of course he was fighting with Krishna, not recognizing him. So he placed Krishna on a throne to give him the jewel. But then the nurse of his daughter came running forward and begged him, 'Please don't give this jewel to Krishna. If you give this jewel to Krishna, your daughter will die.'" So Krishna became very curious. What is this? And the nurse began to tell the story. She said that the daughter of Jambavan holds this jewel and looks at the jewel and places it to her heart and cries all day and night. She cries and cries. So Krishna was very curious and he asked, "Why is she so attached to this jewel?" And the nurse explains that she also asked her one time, "Why are you so attached to this jewel?" And she would not speak. So Krishna asks more about this girl. And he finds out from the nurse that this girl has made these deities of Radha and Madhava. And she spends all day talking to the deities and crying. And she brings the deities together and she talks to them both. And Krishna is very fascinated. And then he says, "I want to see this girl." So the nurse goes to the place where his daughter is staying. And there she goes in and she tells Jambavati that the man who is your deity is present now in a walking, talking, moving, speaking form. And the girl becomes very anxious and she's very eager to see this person. So what she does is she hands the deity of Radha to the nurse and says, "Take it in front of him." And she hides behind a tree. So the nurse brings the deity form of Radha towards Krishna. And when Krishna begins to cry, then the girl comes out from behind the tree and falls down at his feet, crying and crying. And Krishna immediately understands this girl is Lalita. So then Jambavan explains how he got this daughter. How he was going to Govardhan, because Jambavan sometimes he likes mountains, because he's a bear. So he was on the mountain of Govardhan and he saw this girl flying through the air and he rescued her. And he brought her back from Govardhan. And so he says, "Now I want to give her to you." But Krishna is in difficulty. He has made a promise to Chandravali's father. So what he does is he brings Lalita back with him and hides her in a cave on Mount Raivata, which is part of Dwarka, and keeps her there because he cannot break his promise. Now Krishna's suffering only increases because now seeing her, he is remembering Radha again. He's remembering the forests of Vrindavan. He's remembering everything. And so Madhu Mangal says, "I do not see any remedy that can counteract your sadness." And Krishna replies, "Aside from seeing the forests of Vrindavan, which repeatedly witnessed the pastimes I enjoyed with my beloved, there is no other remedy." Then he hands the Shamantaka jewel back to Madhu Mangal and says, "Give this jewel to Satyajit. I will now go inside the palace." And thus ends chapter 6. Now we're going to try and complete 2 chapters this morning to complete the Lalita Madhava in this short retreat. So meanwhile, Radharani is in Nava Vrindavan with Bakul. And she is speaking to Bakul, who is taking care of her. And she says, even the fragrance of Krishna is now so far away from me that each moment has become for me a great eon of suffering. The wicked burning ghee lamp of hope has set my life ears on fire, and I cannot get any relief. So Bakul and Radha are conversing, and Radha is lamenting that somehow destiny has placed her under Rukmini's control. Then Vrinda enters. She's carrying some gifts from Rukmini. Rukmini has sent her a garland and some necklaces and some silken cloth. She tells Radha that she can use these things because Radha doesn't want these things. But she says, you can use these things to worship the sun god. Then Radha tells Vrinda, the sun god told me, now enter this new Vrindavan, Nava Vrindavan in Dwarka, and enjoy pastimes with the Lord of your life. But then she says, but what is the meaning of this? Krishna is in Mathura, and how can this possibly come true? So Vrinda smiles and she says, the movement of time is very difficult to understand. Then she lets out the secret. She says, the emperor of Dwarka is actually the king of Braj. And Radha says, what? She becomes excited. And then Nava Vrindava realizes that she too has made a blunder. And so she covers herself very carefully. And she says, yes, the emperor of Vrindavan is considered the emperor of Mathura and the king of Braj and the lord of the demigods, and he's everything. He's so great. So again, Radha is not inclined towards him. Then Radha expresses her firmness in her love for Krishna, even though he appears to be so unkind. And therefore she says, because of the sun god's words, I cannot give up my life. Vrinda tells Bakul to make a bed for Radha out of very soft flowers and take Radha there so she can rest. And then Radha asks Vrinda if Vrinda can bring to her a deity of Krishna. Now Vrinda has arranged, or Vishvakarma has arranged, to make a beautiful deity, a very large deity out of sapphires. And so Vrinda is very happy to tell Radharani that she should come and see this beautiful sapphire deity of Krishna. Then Vrinda, carrying all the gifts that have been given by Rukmini, says, let us offer these garments and garlands to the deity of Krishna. So when Radha comes in front of the deity of Krishna, she becomes so overwhelmed that she thinks that actually this is Krishna. And she starts talking to the deity as if the deity is Krishna. Why don't you speak to me? Why are you angry with me? Why do you stand there so stern and so straight? Why do you keep playing your flute even though I'm before you? And then Radha says, I will take your flute. And she goes to reach out to take the flute of the deity. But Vrinda stops her. And she makes a little comment that helps Radha to understand that this is just a deity. Meanwhile, as Radha is offering the garland and the lotus, the garland and the garments to the deity of Krishna, Chandravali's friend Madhavi, who's always a little suspicious, she's like a detective, she's always looking to see what is going on, she has entered into this Nava Vrindavan forest. She says, Rukmini has sent me to see what Satyabhama is doing. And she looks at the ground here and there very suspiciously and she says, ah, I can see the footprints of Krishna. She decides that she will find out what's taking place, and then she will bring Chandravali herself to see what is taking place. Then on the ground, she also sees a garland, a blue lotus flower garland that previously was worn by Krishna. So she picks up the garland to take to Chandravali. And then she goes on a little further and she sees Satyabhama. And when Satyabhama sees her and smells the fragrance of this garland that was worn by Krishna, she begins to tremble. And Madhavi is very suspicious. Madhavi decides to go nearby and pick some jasmine flowers. So she wanders off, and Satyabhama and Vrinda depart. Meanwhile, they've all gone, and Krishna appears. He's with Madhu Mangal, and he's full of anxiety still, thinking about Radha. Then he wanders into the grove where the deity of himself is placed. And he sees the deity and sees how nicely the deity has been decorated. Madhu Mangal says, "Look, this deity has been decorated by some young girl who is thinking about you." And then they hear the sound of Bakul and Navavrinda and Radha returning. And Krishna decides, "I will pretend to be the deity and stand on the altar instead." So they lift the deity from the altar and place the deity behind the tree. And Krishna himself stands on the altar with the cloth. So Radha enters, and she is struck by how beautiful the deity has become. And they all agree that the deity now is extraordinarily beautiful. But when Krishna sees Radha, he's thinking, "Is this Radha?" He decides in his mind that this must be an illusory Radha. And Radha, looking at the deity, decides that this must be a reflection of Krishna. So they begin to speak to each other, and they're both amazed because they get a reply. But they each are thinking in their own way. Radha is thinking one way, Krishna is thinking in another way. And then Radha, with tears in her eyes, she begs the deity of Krishna to please become a living, moving person. And when Krishna hears this, tears come from his eyes. Vrinda tells Radha to use the edge of her sari and wipe away these tears. Then Krishna becomes totally stunned, and he falls backward and rests against a tree. Then Radha says, "The statue has come to life," and she faints. Meanwhile, while this wonderful experience is taking place, a great sound can be heard off stage. The peacocks are flying up in the air out of fear, and there's all the sound of ankle bells, and it's very, very, very noisy, like a procession. And Vrinda tells Bakul, "Chandravali is coming. Immediately, take Radha from this place and hide." So she takes Radha away from Krishna immediately, and they go and hide. And Krishna looks here and there in anxiety, and then he tries to compose himself when Rukmini, or Chandravali, suddenly enters. Chandravali is expressing to her friend Madhavi how much she misses Radha. And she notices Krishna's presence, but immediately she detects that he is extremely happy, and she becomes very suspicious. Madhavi concludes that Krishna has discovered Satyabhama. So they approach him, and Krishna greets them, and they see the decorations. Remember, he was playing the part of the deity. They see the decorations that he's wearing, and Rukmini gave those decorations to Satyabhama. So when she sees him wearing these decorations, she says, "Where did you get these things from?" Because they were gifts from Chandravali. And Krishna understands that they're very suspicious. And Chandravali immediately understands what's taken place and becomes very angry. So Krishna remains silent, and Chandravali turns around and says, "I desire now to return to the palace." And she leaves with Madhavi. Krishna, knowing that she is angry with him, also decides to return to the palace and pacify her. So Krishna also leaves to attend to the needs of Chandravali or Rukmini. So this is the end of Act 6. Thank you. And Act 7. Thank you. Hare Krishna.